Today, Congress issued subpoenas for testimony from two former White House aides about the firing of U.S. attorneys. Lawmakers also demanded White House documents related to the firings. NPR's Ari Shapiro has that story.
It's been 6 months since Congress first started investigating the U.S. attorney dismissals, and lawmakers still have major unanswered questions about who suggested that each prosecutor be fired and why. Newly released Justice Department documents show more White House involvement in the process than anyone had previously acknowledged. Two names in particular keep popping up in those emails: Sarah Taylor and Harriet Myers. Taylor was White House political director under Karl Rove, and Myers was the White House counsel. Today, the House and Senate Judiciary Committees issued subpoenas for the women to testify a month from now. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said, "The White House cannot have it both ways. It cannot stonewall congressional investigations by refusing to provide documents and witnesses while claiming nothing improper occurred." The White House has offered private, unsworn interviews without a transcript, but Democrats and some Republicans say that's no good, because without a transcript, people can disagree about what was said behind closed doors. Today, White House spokesman Tony Snow said the White House will review the subpoenas and respond appropriately. When asked whether the president will fight the subpoenas in court, Snow said, "That is way premature." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.